passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. What can companies do to make their activities more sustainable and reduce their environmental impact? Amy Fetzer is a sustainability consultant and author of Climb the Green Ladder.
There's all sorts of things you can do across every level. So you can look at the way you run your day-to-day business operations, from the energy you use, the paper you source, the products you use within your working environment, whether that's an office or a factory. You can also look bigger than that. So you can look at your suppliers. So are you using suppliers who behave in a sustainable way, or can you get the same products or items that you need for your business that are actually more sustainable products? You can also look at your own supply chain, so things like logistics. Are you making sure that you're being efficient in the way you get your materials? You know, are you sending things to factories and, you know, boxing up your containers in a way that you can fit as many consignments per container? And also, you know, how heavy are the things? Can you make them lighter? Can you make the packaging lighter, the packaging smaller? You can also look at things like the way you treat your staff, making sure that you are treating your staff, also your suppliers are treating their staff in an ethical manner. And that is only not just good for the people, but also good for the company, because happier workers are more productive workers and you have less turnover and less absenteeism. So although it's a really good thing on an ethical level, it's also a really good thing on a business level. You can also look to this products that you're supplying to your customers. So are there ways that you can make them more sustainable? Can you make them from a more sustainable material? Or perhaps if you're supplying a different kind of service, is there a way to perhaps use less materials in supplying that? Or, you know, can you actually help guide your customers towards more sustainable choices?
How do you work out what is sustainable and what isn't? Because there seems to be a lot of confusion around that.
Well, the thing is, it's really fantastic is there's a whole host of organisations that are out there who can help you with things just that. We actually included a whole chapter in the book called Who Can Help, and that lists organisations ranging from the Carbon Trust, got great guides there to help you do walk around energy surveys to help you sort of identify things like where you could be wasting energy. And also there's other, you know, organisations such as Global Action Plan, the Energy Saving Trust. There's a huge amount of resources out there. So if you're confused about an issue, you know, just look and there'll be somebody who can help you. I mean, even if it's something as minor as perhaps you want to create a wildlife area, well, I'm sure if you contacted the RSPB, they could help you decide what's the right type of plants to put in there. You know, there's a lot of organisations that have the skill and expertise that you need, and there's so much information out there on the internet as well. So, you know, just take those first few steps. And there's also all these Yahoo groups and networking groups like CSR Chicks, CSR Blokes, where you can post questions and people will absolutely come back with a deluge of information. So just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean it won't be actually quite simple to find.
Are a lot of these things actually really quite simple to do?
Yes, I mean, the thing is that the sky is the limit, really. All you need to do is whatever you feel comfortable with. So, for example, something like getting rid of disposable cups in an office is actually really simple, and you can put together quite an easy, straightforward business case to persuade people to go for that just by, you know, counting up how many cups are used and asking procurement how much each pack of cups costs, and just multiply that by, you know, how many you use over a year, or just you can do an estimation yourself to do an average. And one of our case studies did that at Speechley Bertram. Now, that was a UK law firm, only had 300 people in it. Shelley worked out by doing the simple calculation that disposable cups was costing the company nearly £12,000 a year. So it was absolutely mind-boggling for, you know, a relatively small business that they could save all this money. And also, you know, to get around all the sort of issues of, oh, we wouldn't necessarily want to buy a lot of new crockery because that would have environmental implications as well, and also has issues of, do you then install a dishwasher and would people take responsibility? The way they got around that was they got people to bring in their own mug. So people already had an existing mug, and some people bought each other mugs as a present because they were quite excited by the initiative. And so in this one foul swoop, they reduced all this waste, saved all this money, and actually made the workers very happy, because a lot of people had been looking at all those plastic cups in the waste and getting really frustrated by it. So, you know, you can do a very simple thing like that, which is very easy within your company, or switching to double-sided printing. Or you can do something, you know, on a much bigger level. So perhaps streaming your supply chain, or looking at the logistics, looking at how you can share deliveries. I mean, Boots, for example, one of our other case studies, Richard Ellis from Boots, and he told us that they managed to join up with another delivery company in Scotland, and they now share deliveries. And this one initiative is saving thousands and thousands of pounds and thousands of litres of fuel, and of course carbon dioxide, and reducing pollution and traffic as well in Scotland. So again, so many of these solutions are win-win-win, and, you know, the sky's the limit. It's just the scale of your ambition that's the only thing that needs to restrict you.
That's Amy Fetzer. Her book, Climb the Green Ladder, is published by Wiley. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.